This is still Studio 360, and I am still Kurt Anderson. It's hard to imagine anybody with a career or a life more interesting than Nana Cherry's. Her stepfather was the legendary jazz trumpet player Don Cherry. She spent her childhood traveling between Sweden and New York City, living in lofts and meeting pretty much everybody who was famous and cool at the time. She dropped out of school at 14, joined a punk band, joined a post-punk band, and then at 24 recorded the monster hit Buffalo Stance. Then in the 90s, Nana Cherry helped invent a new kind of dance music called trip-hop, then took a long time off to raise a family. She's now back in a big way with her first solo album this century.
Got my fingers in my ears, I can't hear you. What I don't hear, you can't upset me. What I don't know, I can't fear, can't upset me. Don't touch me. Don't
it's called Blank Project and sort of seems to synthesize all her styles in one rich record. Nana Cherry, welcome to Studio 360.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Your accent and its combination of influences, one can almost read your amazing biography in it. And I'm eager to talk about this new record. But first, it is impossible not to be sort of awestruck by your biography. For instance, that you remember sitting on Miles Davis's lap when you're 4 years old and Allen Ginsberg just showing up at the apartment is extraordinary. When did you realize that your upbringing and childhood and young adulthood were special?
I think I'm a bit wary of kind of saying that it was special, but I feel kind of
take my
privileged.
Word for it.
Okay. I feel privileged to have grown up in the way that I did, and I feel privileged to have had the parents that I had because they just kind of picked us up and took us with us, and we did our family everywhere that we went. That's how we lived.
In New York, so,
in Stockholm, and, you know, their sort of philosophy was really coming from a place of the sort of foundations of who they were included the family, their music, their creativity. It was all on the same floor, you know?
Right. In retrospect, were you destined to become a musician?
I think that we didn't have, like, chocolate puddings for dessert. You know, music was played.
Uh-huh.
But I think that I definitely went through my own rebellion. When I found punk rock, you know, Polystyrene, I think, was the place where I found my voice. You know, she was a huge inspiration. And then, of course, also with hip-hop, you know, the combination of the two, for me, was really about something very DIY. It was like, it wasn't about your credentials, like it was like pick up and do it. Anybody can do
right.
it in a way.
So you quit school at 14. You show up in London at 16. Join the Slits. As a parent of two young women, I'm astonished to read and think about how your parents must have reacted to not just rebellion, but this sort of determined, ambitious rebellion. Did they say, oh, Nana knows what she's doing. She's grown up. She's mature. She's cool. Fine. Or did they say, oh, my God, what's she doing?
I think in a way, because like when I was 14, before I left school, I was kind of hanging out, like getting drunk in the town square and stuff where we were living in Sweden. And it just wasn't a good look. So I think when I got here and kind of got into the punk thing, I think for them, it was like they started to see that I started to find myself. And I was introduced, funnily enough, to the Slits and like the guys from the pop group and stuff kind of through my dad because he was asked to go on tour with the Slits because they had discovered Brown Rice and Sun Ra very recently. And so when they were doing this tour, they were like, great, let's see if Don Cherry will come. And because I wasn't at school, he took me along.
So it was a family thing.
So it's always kind of been a weird family domino effect.
Given that your father's music was taking this pop form, jazz, after all, and taking it to its sort of more artful, experimental edges, did you start thinking, oh, I'm following in my dad's footsteps?
It's not so much like thinking that maybe I would follow in his footsteps. It's more like being conscious of what I have from all of that within myself. You know, I'm a bit better when things are a bit rough around the edges, but also that probably my approach is quite jazz in the way that I do things, you know.
And what does that mean to you?
I think it's maybe not consciously, without sort of being pretentious, but kind of not doing the same thing twice, like not relying on what you did last time as being the thing that's going to make it work this time. And just feeling like it's a kind of never-ending path, you know, like it's not finished.
Well, speaking of not doing the same thing twice, in the late 1980s, you have this gigantic mega ultra hit called Buffalo Stance, which I want to play a little bit of. That is Nana Cherry back in 1988, Buffalo Stance. As I watch your face listening to that, it seems as though you are still charmed by yourself all those years ago.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm getting old, right? I've started
One
this
does
thing
that.
Now. Right? The journey of life. It kind of slightly moves me. You know?
Yep, I could
it's
see
like
that.
It's like a, like seeing your kids do a weird dance recital
yeah.
at school. It's like, oh, yeah. So it does make me kind of happy, you know, in a selfless way.
Well, and in 1988, rap was definitely not part of mainstream pop music. Was that part of your idea of, oh, I want to bring rap into a pop song that everybody will listen to and say, okay, these aren't, you know, these can be together?
I don't think maybe I kind of really thought like, oh, let's, you know, let's put a rap. Well, yeah, I thought let's have a rap there, but more as a kind of force of expression, because I like the two-sided thing of like having a song and having kind of like nice melodic melody, and then you can kind of break it down and break out with a rap.
Now that we've talked for a while, I think it's time for you to play a song for us, maybe the title track from this new album, Blank Project.
Yes.
Great.
I got a man, I love him so much, sometimes I hate it. We fall, driving me crazy. I need it all on my 28th day. He is my victim, he is my savior. He breaks my fall. The things that we had, all stacked in one pile, stay fresh a good while. A prodigal, a prodigal. Too many times you come crawl. They saw, read too late, paper cut regrets will not stick, better change. Too many times you come crawling, say sorry, read too late, paper cut regrets will not stick, better change. Need to be right, right to be wrong, sometimes I lose a loss down the hall. Leave me alone, but don't leave me lonely, ain't please don't look now. My ass look big in these new trousers. My ego won't let me. I forget. I feel so small. I hate you. I hate you. I love you. I love you. I love it all. Oceans of pride, we're super white, we got
come crawling, say sorry too late. Paper pet regrets will not stick, better change. Too many times you come crawling, say sorry too late. Paper cut regrets will not stick, better change. I love you, I love you. I hate you, I hate you. I love you, I hate you. I love you, I love you.
That was Nana Cherry performing Blank Project, the title track off her new album. She was joined by Alexis and TJ of the band ARP. As we heard, it's pop, it's experimental R&B. If when you're on an airplane and somebody says, "What do you do, ma'am?"
Someone asked me that downstairs in the lobby on the way in.
And what do you say? What's your one or two words to describe what music you do?
Like broken pop music or something?
Broken pop? I like that.
Maybe. Should we say that?
Broken pop.
Yeah.
You were not doing nothing, but 16 years and no solo record. Did it feel like you certainly didn't feel like you had retired from being a solo artist?
I think I'm obviously a fairly slow person, you know, and I've never felt, and maybe because I'm not ambitious in the way where I'm just driven by my career, I'm kind of driven by something else. And I think a lot of people sort of look and go, you know, God, you could have like been really successful and like sold a lot of records after Buffalo Stance. Maybe a lot of people were expecting that, but I couldn't kind of do it, you know. I wasn't able to go down that road because that's obviously not what I'm here to do. So I think, you know, it's I've always felt like I'm going to get there, and it's more important to get there than to not do it, because it's about waking up and going to bed and eventually dying and feeling like I pretty much tried to at least do the things that I was here to do as best as I can.
Nina Cherry, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I would love you to play us out with another song before you go. What's it going to be?
This will be a song called Weightless.
Excellent.
My spine is weak, my pulse is strong. Pushing weights, I must be doing it wrong. Getting paid, I can't hear the penny long. My bank won't get me another loan. Moving in circles, but I'm wasting away. Chasing my past, still casting late. So I'm pulling at the purse string, spending money like it's going out of fashion. Keep on dancing, but I can't find the right moves till I'm weightless. Busy shrugging off the first thing, dripping honey like a fool without a passion. Keep on dancing, but I don't fit the right shoes till I'm
Nana Cherry's new record is Blank Project, and it is out this month. You can see two videos of today's performances at studio360.org.